Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. This is the 279th. Tonight's topic, Burn, Baby, Burn, Fire and Fury. Let's get right to it, shall we? Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, might as well be entitled Nero Fiddled While Rome Burned. No one denies the thrust of Michael Wolff's newly published book, i.e., that absolutely everyone he interviewed in the West Wing of the White House from November 2016 until October 2017 all had come to the same conclusion, that Trump was a child who needed to be the center of the universe, incessantly praised. Naysayers notwithstanding, yes, Wolff might have added some fictional punch to his account, but the plain fact is that Wolff's account is based on over 200 one-on-one interviews with staffers within the West Wing. He's got 30 to 40 hours of tape to back him up. If his journalistic standards are soft, that pales when contrasted with the sheer direct physical proximity he had with staffers inside the West Wing of the White House for a prolonged period of time, virtually 10 months. I am not up to speed regarding the journalism protocols concerning off the record or confidential or deep background or on background, but that doesn't change the stark fact that this cat got the firsthand lowdown on the Trump administration, up close and personal, and nothing can even put a dent on that. Journalism snobs, screw it. And by the way, he's got more hours on tape to back up anything and everything at this time. I think he is probably on pretty solid ground. I have not heard anything to the contrary. They say, if you don't like the news, don't kill the messenger. Well, Michael Wolff has brought us the news, the inside skinny on the White House, and is being raked. He is being raked across the coals because of this or that journalistic tenet. To repeat, what Wolff himself declared was his sole purpose in writing this book in the first place, it was all about how the staff people inside the White House felt about working for Donald J. Trump, the president. To that end, he succeeded enough to more than offset any side issues raised by opponents of Wolff or English journalism major Cassandras. If you start with the killer quotes he received from Steve Bannon alone regarding things in the White House, which Bannon himself has not denied in any way, the rest of Wolff's account is Bannon's redux. Methinks there are a good number of people who are emotionally invested in this whole Trump thing and are desperate to stave off the crushing effect it's having on American political life. Mr. Wolff's work has put a huge crack in the GOP dam, and it might be time for all inhabitants downstream to seek higher ground before the floodwaters rage down and wipe everything out in their path. This has been another riveting Rough Riders Radio episode. Thank you one and all for listening. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.